Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Smith, you are not the coach. I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans felt after the 34-3 drubbing the Atlanta Falcons received yesterday, and so it wasn't to anybody's surprise, really, that Coach Mike Smith was fired today by the Atlanta Falcons. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on the air. 29th day of December 2014, the year is almost out, so I'm leading out the show because the Atlanta Falcons have a lot to do. If you're a football fan, you know today is usually that day, the day after the end of the season, where coaches and general managers usually are getting fired because of ineptitude and whatnot. Several other coaches did lose jobs. Chicago Bears fired Tressman. The Jets got rid of Rex Ryan. General managers of both of those teams are gone, so it bears to look at, will the Falcons actually get rid of Thomas Dimitroff? Now, right now, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I'm kind of disturbed about that because they really kind of go hand in hand, and the braininess at certain times of the coaching staff also is intersected with the draft picks of Thomas Dimitroff over the last, you know, especially the last 2.5 years, really. I mean, besides Julio, he doesn't really have a leg to stand on. So, I don't know, getting kind of antsy about that because I really don't feel comfortable about the team going into 2017 into a brand-new stadium with picks over the next 2 years by Thomas. I just don't see that being a good future for the team. The Atlanta Hawks played their last game of 2014, the year of 2014, tomorrow night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Really for tonight, it's an open call night. Other than talking about the Falcons and the Hawks, anybody wants to talk about their team in the NBA and or NFL? In the NFL, of course, the playoffs start this weekend. We can also talk about college football if you want to. Have kind of important games, I guess, on Thursday, right? So we can talk about that a little bit. We can talk about Sue's from Detroit suspension for his playoff game. He's losing out. I've already said the team needs to go ahead and let him go. He's causing too much trouble. Maybe he'll straighten out. Maybe he won't. But, again, yeah, I just don't think so. We can talk about Josh Smith's shooting night tonight. Houston Rockets lost at home against the Wizards. Have a lot of stuff we can talk about. So, again, if you want to participate, you can call 646-652-4479. If you're online, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, and you can listen to the show, as well as enter the chat room, which is open. And I'm going to check that right now. We do have a guest, so let me say hello to the guest. Hold on a second. I got that in there. And so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to kind of gather up some more information about a few other things. We know Harbaugh is going to Michigan. So we know that's about to go down finally. So where does that leave the 49ers? 49ers need a new coach now. So that's another team with a coaching vacancy. And also, I guess, NBA news. Let's see. We can go through standings again. If you have a favorite team, you know, is it Sacramento? Hopefully not. Is it Memphis Grizzlies? They're third in the Western Conference right now. Portland is really hot. Right now, the hottest team in the NBA is actually the Bulls. They've won 7 in a row. We can talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's a lot of news on ESPN today about there's question marks now. There should have been already, about Black being their coach and what LeBron is really doing out there. I have my stance. I'll mention that a little bit later if I get a chance to a breakdown. Also, Atlanta Hawks Nation Facebook fan page, there's 6,000 folks there. I am expecting a few calls from y'all. Also, NBA All-Star Game, what does everybody think about how the votes are going for your particular favorite player in the NBA? Do you think this format goes against having certain players make it, or do you think it's fine as it is? So all those topics we can talk about tonight, 646-652-4479. I'm going to take a very brief break, and I'll be right back. This is Chris, INTM Worldwide Radio.
This is an INTM Worldwide exclusive. Just like Kobe Bryant, I remain self-reliant on the skills I possess. Once you test me, don't you try it, for I'm lyrically spectacular. Watch out, I'm in back of ya. Intellect that came to none, don't you know me? So you want to reinvent this hip-hop game. Music pro, you know the name, don't understand. Such a shame
that I'm listening, coach, my man.
Or you might not get another chance. Be a victim of circumstance. It's not all that you're missing grass. Hit the song, shoot your fans. We are living in the land of the lost. People do what they want, no matter what the cost. Wait until it's too late, they wonder what they've lost. You tell me, who you think is the boss? Yo, we are living in the land of the lost, y'all. People do what they want, no matter what the cost. Wait until it's too late, they wonder what they've lost. You tell me, who you think is the boss? There are things that exist that are evil. Make you jump the hoops like your name was Knievel. I know the tone of the song may seem very dark, but none darker than the days when Noah left the ark. We wouldn't be in this situation if we play our parts. Reach deep inside the cells, get into our hearts. Walk the straight and narrow and to the left, right. There's some they hold on with all of their might. Did the right thing, that's a sound like a spiky joint. I'm gonna spit this rhyme till all of y'all get the point. We live in desperate times, which deserves desperate measures. We have to find a way for all of us to pull together.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, back with you after a brief break. I just listened to that song. I need to get back into the studio. I forgot I did all that. Shout out to Music Pro, wherever those guys are. I think they're still down there in Florida. I have to visit Florida one of these days again. Haven't been in a long time now. Guess quick few shout-outs for my own company. Definitely when you get a chance, as you're listening to the show, visit www.imtmworldwide.com. That is my main website, my main company. Lots of stuff going on there. Definitely check out the articles. Check out some of the things I've done in the past few years. I basically have taken a year and a half off to take care of my dad. He had cancer. Unfortunately, he passed away a few weeks ago. So I'm really just kind of getting back on my feet and getting the show back on the air again. So, of course, all those that are listening, thank you for the support. Definitely, though, visit the website. On the business end, I have a lot of stuff going on. So if you need something on the business end that you might even need help with, or you have ideas, things of that nature, you can always call 706-393-8426. I'm looking at helping a lot of people actually create new models for businesses next year, 2015. So if you're in that mode at this point where you don't think that 9-to-5 is working for you, you need to give me a call. There's a lot of things that you can be doing other than what you're doing and be making money out of it. I've done business plans for people. I've built websites for people. All kind of different things to get people going in a different direction. So that's my shout-out for tonight. Let's get back to sports. 646-652-4479. Call in, talk about the Hawks or the Falcons. Of course, I'm an Atlanta fan, so we can talk about that. The Detroit Pistons seem to be a completely different team now that Josh Smith is gone. We can talk about that if you're a Detroit fan. What are the Philadelphia 76ers are going to do? Let's just look at them right now. They are 4-25. They're 19 games behind first place. They haven't won a game at home yet. They're 0-14. What about the team that's right above them, the New York Knicks, who are 5-28? They have lost more games than anybody in the NBA. Yet they get a lot of TV time, don't they? I could talk about the Knicks all day long. They're actually – and I'm actually just looking at this. Maybe do they play tonight? Because the Knicks are actually 20 games behind, but they are – that doesn't make any sense. They're – Philadelphia is 19 games behind. Oh, okay, it's the losses. It's the winning percentage. Because Philadelphia has played less games, that is horrible. I had to think about it. The Knicks have lost 8 in a row, of course, and Melo's just languishing there in New York. I will talk about a really good team, actually, that beat the Hawks the other night. They split a home-and-home, actually, the Milwaukee Bucks. You have to really give it up for Jason Kidd. He's a better coach than I think people really give him credit for. And really, actually, that's false, because remember, even though the Nets started out really bad last year, they finished the year like gangbusters, made the playoffs, and they didn't do too well in the playoffs, of course, but Kidd is actually a pretty good coach. I got to give it to him. They lost to Jabari Parker for the year, and they still ain't missed a step. They're technically only 6.5 out in the Central Division, okay? They're 7-6 at home, so they play well on the, at home, and they're 9-10 on the road, which is basically 500. So you got to give it to Milwaukee Bucks. They're 6 in the East right now. Pretty good. Let's see, who else? Miami Heat lost tonight. They're not looking too hot, folks. Now, mind you, Bosch has been hurt. I think 8 games. I think he did come back tonight, but they're having some issues there. I don't know how that's going to wrangle out eventually. It's an interesting story there for sure. So, again, if you're an NBA fan, got plenty of teams to talk about. Again, today was Black Monday for the NFL. A lot of coaching vacancies now. I'm sure, there's many coordinators that are vying for jobs in the NFL right now. That's usually what happens when head coach gets fired and no other coaches are available. You got to look at coordinators and or college. And I'm shooting. Might as well look at high school at this point. Like I said, the Falcons, the Bears, and the Jets, and San Francisco are all looking for head coaches. So who do you think might be in the running for some of these coaches? Will someone come out of TV? You know, I've thrown Jimmy Johnson out there for the Falcons. I'd give him a go for sure, you know, consideration. I'm going to say Bill Cowher would be a better fit possibly, but I just look at Cowher as he won that one Super Bowl, and he didn't really do, you know, he kept the team, longevity. I don't think Bill Cowher is the man. So there's just a lot of options there. I just need better defense, and I keep telling people if the Falcons had only given up 300 yards a game rather than 400 a game this season, Falcons would be in the playoffs. Easy. Because defense wins championships, and our team has not played defense since the year we went to the Super Bowl, which was 1995, and that's pretty sad with all the talent we've had on offense in the past half a decade. So that's just me. I'm a crazy Falcons fan. 646-652-4479 is the number. As I mentioned, there are a few other things that we could throw out there in the mix as far as talking. I see Tom Brady. Has restructured his money so he can get some new people there in Patriot country. So that's an interesting fact right there. Will other quarterbacks maybe do that to kind of make sure that their team, you know, sustains, you know, some winning? Will the Michigan Wolverines actually get better with Harbaugh there? That's a big question. You know, again, just that consideration of what he's done in San Francisco in a brief period of time has to be taken into effect. But, you know, what kind of leash, even with a 6-year contract, will Michigan have if he goes in there and after 2 years doesn't have a borderline championship team? You know, he has to go in there and recruit his own, you know, players and bring in his own coaches and everything. But, you know, again, even though he has a 6-year contract with millions and millions of dollars, Michigan hasn't won in a long time. So I just wonder about that. Let's see. What else is going on? I'm scrolling. Again, we can talk about Mr. LeBron James real quickly. My take has been solidly that LeBron is pretty much done with basketball for all intents and purposes as far as being competitive. He copped out of Miami on the basis of he has his two rings, and if he could leave now, it would be better. He's young, and so it give him more clout to say, well, I did try to win a championship in Cleveland in my prime, and I got me a super team and all that kind of stuff. But if I don't win, I still have two rings. No one can say the wiser. And I did come back, which was a brave thing to do, to go back to the team that you kind of just dunked. So he's there now. But at the same time, he has an opt-out clause for this season. So all of a sudden, he could be in Golden State or Portland or wherever. But that's LeBron James for you. And, again, the other part of this is how bad he's actually been playing.
He's not. I'm not going to say LeBron James is mediocre, but you keep having games where you're turning the ball over seven times, and him being not a shooter, quote-unquote,
y'all didn't see me do the quote signs there, 19 shots in a game, that's not what he is about. I don't care if Kyrie is there or not. That's another problem. They have no bench. I said that when they got Love, but they don't have a bench. They have no semblance of if those guys don't play well, they have a shot to win. They got Waiters and Tristan. That's it. And barely sometimes Waiters, even though he's been playing better lately. So, again, and people talking about, well, Cleveland's going to make the playoffs. They're only six games above 500. Don't be so sure. Milwaukee Bucks are right behind them. Don't be so sure. They could end up, you know, especially if, let's say, Miami rights the boat, let's just say, and maybe even Orlando or even Boston gets in the mix a little bit and Cleveland messes around and have a losing streak of any kind or a real major injury to Kyrie or Love, they're dead, you know. I mean, there's too many nights I see zeros, you know, on the Matrix in the starting lineup. And I do know they – wasn't it a couple of nights ago they put Mike Miller in the starting lineup, I believe. But I just, like I said, that was just a failed experiment. And, you know, I had no confidence that they were going to do anything this year. And most people had said they weren't going to win this year. But then LeBron kept starting talking about how they're going to win the championship this year. And everybody started believing that ESPN, quote unquote. But at the end of the day, they've been blown out too many times. They've been not competitive in all these losses, you know, and let's say if the Hawks blow them out again tomorrow night, I mean, I'm not going to say stick a fork in them, but maybe a knife. I don't know. Anyway, 646-652-4479. I can go on. I would like to have a couple of callers, but I don't need them. Because this is a sports show, and this is a sports topic show, and it's an informational show. So that way people, you know, that like to just to, you know, find out about what's going on in sports in general can hear about it and hear about it from a fan's perspective, of course. But I'm looking at these stats, too. I'm a stat person, too. And everybody in Atlanta Hawks Nation knows I'll look up my stuff before I say it. I don't just be making up stuff. And I make plenty of sense plenty of the time. So I do know what I'm talking about just a little bit. So if you'd like to call in and either contend with a particular topic I've brought up, or if you do have a team that you believe is better than what everybody else thinks, feel free to call in. I will also mention while I'm thinking about it, because I did just watch one of their games. It was the Knicks Sacramento game. DeMarcus Cousins is a beast. I never really watched him play this year, because of just his antics of last year. I just didn't care anymore. But, yeah, he has matured. I'll give it to him. He had some times that game where he could have got tossed out or beat somebody up or whatever, and he kept his composure. But that guy, he can do everything. I mean, he can drive, he can post, he can shoot. I mean, he was hitting 17-foot jumpers like it was nothing. And he can rebound. He can run the floor, you know. So if he can stay on the floor, shoot, Sacramento. Let's see, where is Sacramento in the standings right now? They're five games under 500. They're 13-18, 12 games behind They're four games in the loss column behind Phoenix, who is in the A spot currently. So, man, that's going to be tough for them to make the playoffs this year. But, you know, right now they are in rebuild mode. I don't know if Tyrone Corbin is going to keep that job as head coach or not, but he definitely has a talented team there. And if they can add some more pieces, you just never know, because one of these other teams are going to fall out next year, whether it be it could be Dallas. It could even be San Antonio eventually. You got New Orleans coming up, Oklahoma City right now. I don't know what's going on with them. That remains to be seen. If they make the playoffs this year, it's going to be hard to sustain what they have to do to make the playoffs. You know, I mean, like I said, the eighth team right now is 18-14 currently. You know, so it's going to be interesting on that Western Conference side of things. The New Orleans Pelicans are actually 15-15. I was looking for them. They're at 500. So that's the NBA. I can go back to football. I can go to college, although I really don't want to talk college football tonight. the only thing I'll mention about college football is that they just – I'm about to make up a bowl, the Pillow Top Bed Bowl. There you go. There's just too many of them. I don't know what they can do to fix it, and especially with the playoff format, to increase the number of teams that can get into the playoffs might help. But now it's just like, you know, your rankings are – what are your rankings on the teams that didn't make the playoff based off of now? I don't know. It's just real iffy to me now. Because I can say I have no interest in watching any of these games until Thursday, if Thursday. And then after that, January 12th, I think that's the national championship game in Dallas. So that's a lot to, you know, talk about right there. In the end, who do you got? Florida State, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State. It's four good teams. Who do you got? Call in 646-652-4479. I think I'm about to take another little break. Got about 6 minutes to the show, folks. So if you want to call in, definitely do so. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Going to take a quick break. IMTN Worldwide Radio. I am back and ready to go through some scores for y'all. Houston lost tonight in Houston, 104-103 by the Wizards, even though right at the end Harden hit a three-pointer, but it was too late. Wizards are playing very well. They're actually tied with the Atlanta Hawks now in the Southern Division. Did I just say Southern Division? in the Eastern Conference. I think they're third behind Atlanta at two. So definitely look out for the Wizards. John Wall's having a definitely MVP type of a season. He has his stuff together, and they have a really good team. They built a pretty good team out there, and they're winning. Clippers and Utah are tied at 52 right now. So glad the Hawks didn't get Gordon Hayward. I think he's a bust. Those are just a few scores right there. Let's see. Let me get back into tonight's topics. Most of it NFL firings, of course. Again, who's your team? Did your team lose the coach that you wanted? Is there a coach out there that you want for your team if you did get rid of yours? What about the GM position? That's very important. A lot of the interviews all consisted about the same, that they wanted a guy that specialized in personnel, in talent, in drafting, not just a money guy. Money guys don't work. He's in the NFL, that is, because to sustain a history, you have to be able to draft well. That's just bottom line. Bill Parcells has said it. Jimmy Johnson has said it. You know, you got to do that. And if you either refuse to do it, or you don't do it, or you don't know how to do it, you're not going to win for any sustained period of time. Sometimes you'll win just because your talent at a particular time overlaps everything, but eventually it catches back up with you along with age, especially at the offensive line and defensive line positions. And, you know, those are very important. That's why Dallas is doing so well. Dallas, the one time Jerry Jones really did something right was got that offensive line together, and he has the best offensive line in football, and the numbers show it. Tony Romo looks like, you know, I don't know, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time almost. And he has the stats to back it up now. Let them get to the NFC Championship game and don't believe that they're going to make the Super Bowl. I dare you. Okay. Same thing to an extent with New England, although it's been a while since they've won their last championship, they still keep winning games every year. And again, someone had mentioned about how people in the NFL can't win forever. That's not true. New England's been winning forever. You know, since Tom Brady took the reins. So, again, that's a big deal. I was going to throw some baseball in, but I don't think I got time to talk any baseball tonight, so I'm not going to do that. Quick commercial. I do have a show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So if you are on the internet, you got a tablet and whatnot, laptop, go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide Radio. My topic tomorrow morning is actually going to be, do you know how much you are worth, and does your job know? Very interesting topic. You should tune in. You can call in. You got about 30 seconds. 646-652-4479. Anybody who wants to call in, I'll keep you on the air and get your comments or thoughts about your particular team on the air, and I'll add on about 15 minutes to the show. But in 1 minute and 43 seconds from now, I'll be ending tonight's episode. Definitely thank you for all who are listening. I do know a lot of people do listen, and some people work different shifts. They're not able to call in, so I do appreciate seeing, you know, the people who have actually listened to the show when I do get a chance to do them. And again, I'm just now getting my feet wet, getting shows back regular again. As I've said, I've been off about a year and a half regularly doing shows. I do spot shows, but recently my father passed, and so just getting things together for the family and things of that nature. But soon I'm going to be doing weekly shows again, even nightly to a point, so stay tuned for that. Looks like that's going to be my show for tonight. I definitely thank everybody for listening in. Again, tonight was a sports show. You never know what the next show is going to be about. As I mentioned, tomorrow's show, tomorrow morning at 10, is going to be how much are you worth and does your job know? So definitely tune into that if you get a chance. Call in definitely and give your opinion on that particular topic. Until then, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and y'all have a good night.